Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Kachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
You may have received your December wages today, but you could be waiting another 6 weeks for your monthly wages to hit your bank account. And did you know that we spend 1/3 of our wages in the first 12 hours after receiving them and half within 48 hours, according to studies? So how are we going to make our wages stretch over that 6 week period? Well, who better than Conor Pope of the Irish Times, its consumer correspondent, to tell us how. Conor, you have been writing about this and you've come up with 8 key tips to make the money stretch over December and January. First one. I like this one. The idea is setting a little bit, a few quid aside and putting it in an envelope somewhere.
Yeah, and I think it's really key. And I have to stress, by the way, to your listeners that a lot of this is very much do as I say and not as I do. Because like a lot of people, I have been that smashed soldier in the middle of January going, where's all my money gone? How am I going to get to the end of the month? But the reality is that if you do a little bit of forward planning now, you might have a chance to make it beyond the 10th or 15th of January. And that's what people really need. So the first thing I would suggest anyone does who's lucky enough to be paid today, for the month of December, and that'll cover them to the end of January, is take a couple of hundred quid or whatever you can afford, put it away, put it in an envelope, put it in one of your Revolut different wallets, create some kind of psychological barrier to spending it so that what you don't do is in the run up to Christmas and in the post-Christmas period, you don't just mindlessly, and I don't use that word negatively, you don't just mindlessly tap and go all the way through the Christmas period thinking, oh, sure, I've got loads of cash. You take away 200 quid and say, okay, that'll give me at least 50 quid a week for the cold, hard and lean month of January. And that would make the difference between somebody being able to like feed themselves and not being able to feed themselves the end of the month.
Now, let's run through some of the other ones. You talk about drawing up a spending plan for the rest of the month. My wife always wants to do this. I always bitterly resisted.
I hear you. Like, it's not a crack. It's not fun. Like, especially on the 2nd of January when you're feeling a little bit hungover, maybe you're tired, you know, the presents, the chocolates have been eaten, the booze has been drank. But if you were to just sit down at the start of January and work out exactly how much money you're going to need to get to the end of the month. And I think there's a mantra, kind of a cliche, whereas if you can get your finances out of your head and onto a piece of paper, it often makes things make an awful lot more sense. Okay. So just write that down. The next thing, and I've done this myself, and I have to say this was one of the best life-changing things I ever did, and I did it 4 years ago, and I never went back. Dry January. If you cut out the booze,
I'm not sure about that one. It's a long month, Conor.
But you know what? You can lean on other people, because the thing is, it's not like you're giving up booze in the middle of June. Everybody, or a huge percentage of Irish people, at the start of January, their livers are screaming at them, going, "Lads, enough. Let's just stop for a little while." So if you were to say to yourself, right, between the 1st of January and the 31st of January, I'm just not going to have a glass of wine. I'm not going to go to the pub for a pint. You could be saving yourself between 80 and 100 euros, and that's for a modest drinker.
Like, logically, what you're saying is entirely true. I did it last year. I lasted until the 8th, and that didn't include the 1st. But anyway, let's move on from that. Spend nothing days. That's an interesting one.
This is kind of, and like some of your listeners might respond well to this, it's kind of like gamifying your budgeting, right? So what you do is you set yourself a challenge at the start of the week saying, right, on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday this week, I'm not going to spend a bean. I'm not going to go into the shops. I'm not going to pass my local takeaway. I'm just not going to spend any money. And I know it sounds 1970s civil servant, but what you say is I'm going to bring in a packed lunch. So I'm going to do all of these things that are specifically aimed at getting me from midnight to midnight without spending any money. And if you set yourself the challenge, it then becomes slightly more psychologically appealing because you're not just kind of drifting through the day going, well, I get myself a takeaway coffee. And Lord knows everybody or a lot of people love takeaway coffee. Okay. So a lot of people love that incidental spending. And so, you know, the farmers of the country might want to turn off the radio or at least turn it down for a minute.
Connor, I'm going to run through the last couple because I do want to get to the last one, which I think might be the most important. So you're suggesting go veggie for 3 days, decluttering and using Depop or Vinted maybe to make a few bob. Get looking at the free things you can do, including your local library. But I think this one is crucial. Your last one about outstanding tax credits, reliefs.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
Shane,
there's
how many
huge
people
money
don't claim the tax back to them. So like there's all sorts of reliefs out there. And you know what? Revenue are incredibly nice to deal with and they actively want to give you the money that you're due back, right? So if you haven't done it this year, or indeed if you haven't done it for the last 3 or 4 years, resolve to make January the month you claim back any outstanding tax credits.
Medical, reliefs, dental, medical, rent tax relief.
One of the big ones a couple of years back when Michael McGrath was the Minister for Finance, he introduced this mortgage interest credit to cover the spike in interest rates as a result of 10 European Central Bank increases. It could be worth up to €1,250 a year to some people. A huge percentage of people have still not to claim it. And with all of these tax reliefs, you can claim it in a window of 4 years. So if you haven't claimed your medical expenses, if you haven't claimed your rent tax credit, you could get 4 years back.
If you have a kid doing their masters, for example, there you can claim some of that back.
Third level tuition fees, relief and flat rate expenses. But the thing is, if you just look on the revenue website, or if you even call revenue, they will be more than happy to walk you through what reliefs that you are entitled to. And they will be more than happy to help you process those claims so that you get the money back. And if you did nothing else for January, but just that, you could even keep drinking, Shane, and you could get your tax back.
I like the sound of that, Connor. I like the sound of that. Some papal wisdom there from Connor Pope. Thank you indeed, Connor, Irish Times consumer correspondent, and also your bills. Shop around on your gas, your electricity. You can save huge amounts of money doing that. Isn't that right, Ciara?
Yes.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's all-in-one whole body shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.